It's, I think we were in the middle of the paragraph of Chovo Seivon Yecholtu L'Shnei Chalokim. Chovos ha'ivayim yechalku v'shnei chalakim. V'echad mehem mitzvah shemachai ben ha-sechel, afilo melochiyo v'hen ha-torah, v'achelak ha-sheni mitzvos ha-shema, she'en ha-sechel mechai v'hem v'lo docha elson. Ki isa v'osa v'chol v'shatneid v'chalayim v'hadom elahem mima shene alma mimenu ilas isuram v'ilas chir v'ashem s'chayev l'mehem. Okay, so we discussed that last time, I think. Achovos ha'alavavos kol shoshehen hein min ha-seichel ka'asher avo'er be'ezus Hashem. So we want to talk about that line. The fact that all, again, mitzvahs are mishpatim chukim. Mishpatim, we understand, they're intuitive. Din hu she'ikosei v'chukim, that the reason is... certainly initially hidden from us. So says the Chovos HaLevavos that all Chovos HaLevavos are begeder mishpatim, begeder shehasechel mechayev. We want to talk about that, but first let's continue a little bit. V'chol mitzvos hein nechlokos v'mitzvos ha'aseh v'mitzvos lo ha'aseh. ואיננו צריכים לבאר זה במצוות האיבורים, מפני שהן ידועות לכל, אבל אני זוכר ממצוות עשר ומצוות לא עשר שבכל זאת הלבובס מה שיזדמן לי, כדי שידים לי על מה שלא עסקו מהם בעזרת השם יזברך. Funny sentence. I'll throw out a few examples, מה שיזדמן לי, I'll throw out a few examples, sounds like, I don't know, you translate it literally, sounds like off the top of my head, I'll throw out a few examples and that will illustrate. There'll be representative examples for those that I don't mention also. Okay. I don't know what that means. Umimitzvus aser shebachovos halvavos, shenamin ki yesh la'olam bore, bo'o me'ayin, v'she'en kamohu, v'she'nakabal olav yichudo, v'she'na'avdehu b'libeinu, v'she'nizbonin b'fil'ei yitzir osav, k'dei shiyu lanu la'os olav, v'she'niftach bo, ושניקנה מפנו ושניבה עושו ונפחד ונבש מהשקיפה על נגלוסנו ונסתרוסנו ושנחשוף לרצונו וניחד מעשינו לשמו ושנר אב עושו ועשו אבוב כדי לזכר ולב ונסנו אס סון אב והדום על זה ממה שאינו נראה מן היבר החלב שבחור וסל בבוס הפך כל אלו and then additionally וגם מהם של נחמוד ולניקם ולניטוס בני ימינו, כדוסי לסוגים ולסיטוס בני ימך, ומהם שלא נהרהר בעברוס ולא נסעבים, ולא נסכים לעשוסם ומה שדומה לזה, ומה שבמצפן האודם, ולא ישרב הלב זו לא שיהה ברי, כדוסי ואני השם חוק עלי באופן קלויוס, וסי בני השם נשמס אודם, חופס כוח עבירותם. So the I don't know, the pshat, the significance of the fact that the Chovos HaLevavos are all shoshehen hein min ha-seichel. So the following explanation, l'chora, doesn't, I don't know that it encompasses all Chovos HaLevavos, but it encompasses many of them. In Pirkei Avos in Perek Gimel, Hakol Tzofui v'Harishus Nesuna. The Rambam writes as follows: Zeh HaMaimer, these four words, Hakol Tzofui v'Harishus Nesuna, Zeh HaMaimer Kolol Dvarim Gedolim Ma'od. V'ro'ui hoya zeh ha-maimer sh'yehe le-Rabbi Akiva. which it is. And then the Rambam goes on to talk about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu's foreknowledge and our Bechira are not incompatible. So the Rambam says, like only Rabbi Akiva could have said this. Right? I don't know. What's so demanding about saying that we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the future and that we still have Bechira? I just said it, see? So that's what I would say. The Rambam's not. You need Rabbi Akiva. Roy Haya Zahamaima Shihela Rabbi Akiva. Need Rabbi Akiva to present this. Rabbi Akiva was Nichnas in the paradise and the pshat is like this. The Rambam writes in one place in the Mora, he says, you know, emunah is not doesn't consist of saying aloud a credo that I believe such and such. Emunah is what is, I forget the Roshan, but again, using leiv as seichel, something that's misyashay b'leiv ha'adam. Now, again, at first glance, you know, it seems like, you know, the Rambam is saying, you know, emunah doesn't mean to pay lip service to something, but he's saying something profound, not surprisingly, that here's the yesod of Rasai, that a person can't believe without understanding what he believes. And if he insists that he does, so then that's not real emunah. Yeah, anyone can say Hakol Tzofer Rav Shust Nesuna, but you need Rabbi Akiva to understand it, and then say it. Anyone can say anything. It's not hard to, you know. As long as we get an edition with Nakudas, we can read the Zohar Kadosh also. It's not hard to, you know. Thanks, that was P1A teachers, you know, we can all do that, but. Those of Chovos HaLevavos would deal with belief, and a significant percentage of Chovos HaLevavos do deal with belief. Yesh la'olam borei bro me'ayin v'she'en kamo v'she'en kabel rav yichudal. So shenamin, if it's not sichlis, if it's nelam, if the understanding is nelam mimenu, then you couldn't really believe it either. So it's not a coincidence that again these Chovos HaLevavos are all Shoshei and Hein Min HaSeichel. To the core beliefs, a person only believes to the degree that he understands the belief, and what's not nitan to understand, a person that doesn't believe either, and if something is totally illogical and contradictory, so it's ridiculous to say you believe it. Now, in Shemot Pakim, as you know, so in Perek Shishi of Shemot Pakim, so the Rambam asks, which is the higher, which is the ideal form of Avodas Hashem? Is it that a person has a Yetzer Hara, which he's kovesh? Well, no, that he internally is attuned to what the Torah wants. So the Rambam says the philosophers say the latter, that it's the Chasin Mitiva, and then he quotes Psukim from Mishlei, which reflect that idea as well. And then he contrasts that with Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rashi Al Torah quotes it as well, that Al Tomar I Efshi Lechol Bosa B'Cholav, or Efshi Lechol B'Sal Chazir, but Efshi V'Efshi Mo'es V'Ovi Shav Shemayim goes away. So at first glance, that seems to be a Shnei Ksumah Makrishim Zah. And then the Rambam answers and says, no, the difference is, if it's a mitzvah sichlis, so that's what Shlomo HaMelech was talking about. That's what the philosophers were talking about. That it's dafka nefesh rasha ivsara. It's dafka the nefesh of an evil person that desires to do ra. And then he says, look, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel didn't say that al tomar efshi lignov or efshi lishpach gav. No, he said efshi lechol bosa b'cholav, efshi lechol b'sa chazir. Rav Shimon Gamliel is about chukim, and what Shlomo HaMelech said, what the philosopher said is about mishpatim. Mishpatim, which reflect midos that the Torah wants us to have. So there, it's not a maila to say that I'm being mevatel my desire to do it to Ritzon Hashem. No, but the Ritzon Hashem is that we should have that midah. The Ritzon Hashem is that we should have the midah within us that we don't want to kill, that we don't want to steal. That we want to be mekayim kibbut of the aim. So here too, there's a correlation because it's Chobo HaTalia. There's a correlation between those midos that we're supposed to have and the fact that they're intuitive. A person can cultivate, you know, remove whatever Yetzer Haras might interfere with it, and then the person can naturally have the midah that the Torah wants us to have. But if that midah were not intuitive to us, so then the most a person could do is just be meshabed himself to the Dvar Hashem. If kindness weren't something intuitive to us, if not being, If not harboring a grudge and not taking revenge, if those weren't intuitive mitzvahs, we couldn't mold our personalities in such a way that we would naturally that we don't want to do it. Right? There is a correlation between the fact that we're supposed to have these midos ba'ofen tivi, and the fact that they're sichlias. And in that sense, it's not a, again, does this, do these two explanations cover everything in Lissel Chomosavos? No, they don't. But they cover a lot of them. And it's not a coincidence that the Chovas Halvavos are Shoshehen Min HaSeichem. ומפני שחוכמס המצווה שבתור השני עניין, מאחר מהם גולי והשני נסתור, עיינתי בספר הקדמונים שהיו אחרי אנשי התלמוד, אשר חיבו בענייני המצווס חיבור עם מרבים לעמוד על חוכמס העניין הנסתור. וראיתי כי כל מה שכיוונו לפורש ולבאר איננו יוצא מאחד משלוש עניינים. ואחד מהם לפורש ספר התורה והנביאים. פירוש המון תנ"ך, וזהו שני דרכים, או דבר פירוש המילוס ועניינים, כמו שעשו רבינו סעדיה ז"ל, ברוב ספרי המקרא, ולבאר ענייני הלושן והדקדוק והשימוש לכל עברה וצדדה ולסכן מלוסף כספרי אבן ג'נח ובעלי המסורס ומי שנוהג מן הוגם. So Perushim and Tanakh, which either translate the words or just tell you what the psukim mean, or the grammarians. ועניין השני לך בענייני המצוות על דרך קצר, to list the תרי"ג מצוות, כספר רב חפץ בן יצליח ז"ל, ומה שאנו חיובים בהם בזמן הזה, כהלכות פסוקות וגדולות והדומה להם, או חלק מחלקיהן, כספר קצת הגאונים בשאלות ותשובות במצוות הגוף ופסקי דין. והעניין השלישי, the third area in which we have ספרים after חסימוס התלמוד, ליישב עניוני התורה בלבבינו ודרכי ראיוס ותשובוס האפיקורסים, כספר אמונוס והדאוס, ספר שורשי הדס וספר המקמץ והדומה להם. וחקרתי עליהם ולא מצא סיבה עם ספר מיוחד בחוכמוס המצפון, אז לא ספר חובוס הלבבוס. וראיתי החוכמה הזו שהיא חוכמוס חובוס הלבבוס שהניחוה ולא חיברו בספר שיהיה כל השורשה. And then, ultimately, the Chovas HaVovos is going to say, it's that gap which prompted me when I recognized that this gap exists. So that's why he undertook to write the Chovas HaLevavos. So you know, it's a, I don't know, maybe when you think about it, it's a double posture, but let's say the Rambam writes in Hagdama to Mishnah Torah. He says to know halacha so a person has to have mastery of Shas, and then he has to know throw in the Midrash halacha. Not every din from the Midrash halacha appears in Shas. And then he has to know all the Gaonic literature. So a person would need Das Rechava Nefesh Chachama Uzman Oroch V'achar Kach Yodeh Mehen HaDaruch HaNechocha B'Dvarim HaAsurim HaMutarim U'Shor Dinei Torah Hechi. And clearly that's beyond the ability of almost everyone. Again, there are certain natural endowments that very few people have, and then time. How many people, even those with the natural endowments, don't necessarily have the time. Even if a person is blessed with a das, rechav, and nefesh chachama, but he needs zman orach. Umitnezeni, arti chatzneani, moshe, but maimon asfardi, v'nishanti ala tzor baruchu, and that's why I undertook to write Mishnah Torah. So it's interesting, the Chachmei HaMasorah, it wasn't that they were, I don't know, sort of attracted, you know, in terms of what Sfarim that they wrote, it wasn't that they were sort of just naturally attracted to one area and, well, they very much responded to what they saw as the needs of Talmud Torah for Kal Yisrael, right? The Chavos HaVavos sees this tremendous void in our Torah literature, and in a very different sense, and obviously on a much grander scale, the Rambam also sees this tremendous need, and that dictates for them where they directed their creative powers and energies. When you think about it, it's natural and compelling, but when you think about it. What would the Chavos HaVavos had written had, you know, 50 years earlier, someone written the Chavos HaVavos? So who knows? I don't know. What would he have done? The Malbim dedicated his life to writing a Perush in Tanakh, fortunately for us. But that was also dictated by, because of the attack of reform and Haskalah. So he felt that Kal Yisrael needed to understand how all drushes Chazal, how they emerge from the Torah of Chassav, so they applied their Torah genius and creativity where they. It wasn't so much just naturally where, you know, nafshi chashka to write a Perush in Tanakh, or nafshi chashka to write a Mishnah Torah. What the engine that drove them, what was the need that they saw.